Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Tilray Brands, Inc., ticker symbol TLRY, a major player in the cannabis and consumer packaged goods space. If you're interested in the cannabis industry or looking for the next big investment opportunity, you're in the right place. We're going to cover everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and even an intrinsic value analysis. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. Before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Tilray Brands is a company that's been making waves in the cannabis sector, but it's not just a one-trick pony. With operations spanning medical and recreational cannabis, beverage, alcohol, and wellness products, they've positioned themselves as a diversified player in a high-growth industry. Today, we'll unpack their business model, analyze their financial health, and see if TLRY is a stock worth adding to your portfolio. Stick with me. This is going to be a detailed ride. Let's start with the basics about Tilray Brands. Headquartered in Leamington, Canada, Tilray was originally known as Tilray Inc. before rebranding to reflect its broader focus. The company engages in the research, cultivation, production, and distribution of medical cannabis products, but they've expanded beyond that into beverage, alcohol, and wellness segments. They operate in Canada, the United States, Europe, and other international markets, serving pharmacies, hospitals, governments, and direct-to-consumer channels. With over 2,650 full-time employees and a market cap of around $1.1 billion as of the latest data, Tilray is led by CEO Irwin David Simon, who's been steering the ship through a rapidly evolving industry. Their website, Tilray.com, is a great resource if you want to dig deeper into their offerings. Now that we've got the background, let's move into the meat of this analysis. All right, let's talk revenue, where the rubber meets the road. Tilray Brands reported a fiscal year 2025 revenue of $821.3 million, a solid increase from $788.9 million in FY 2024. Looking at their historical data, they've shown consistent top-line growth over the years, going from just $28.6 million back in FY 2018 to over $821 million today. That's impressive for a company in such a volatile industry. But growth isn't everything. Let's break down where this revenue is coming from. In terms of product segmentation for FY 2025, the cannabis segment remains the largest contributor at $330.6 million, accounting for roughly 40% of total revenue. The distribution revenue segment follows at $271.2 million, or about 33%, while the beverage alcohol business brought in $253.2 million, roughly 31%. Lastly, the wellness business added $60.5 million, a smaller but growing piece of the pie. Geographically, the EMEA region, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, led with $323.4 million, followed by the United States at $273.7 million, and Canada at $212.9 million. The rest of the world contributed a modest $11.4 million. What stands out here is Tilray's diversification, both in product lines and geographic reach. They're not overly reliant on one market or product, which is a smart hedge in an industry facing regulatory uncertainty. However, I'd like to see faster growth in the U.S. market, especially with potential federal legalization on the horizon. What do you think about their revenue mix? Let me know in the comments. Next up, let's dive into Tilray's earnings for some key takeaways. Based on the latest Q2 FY 2026 reports from sources like Seeking Alpha and Benzinga, Tilray delivered a record-breaking quarter, beating expectations on both revenue and earnings. News outlets like The Motley Fool noted that the company showed improvements at both the top and bottom lines compared to the same period last year. This led to a nice bump in after-hours trading, with shares climbing, as reported by Benzinga. Unfortunately, specific EPS figures or detailed quarterly breakdowns aren't fully available in the data I have for this video, but the sentiment is clear. Tilray is making strides. The market's reaction suggests investors are encouraged by their operational improvements, especially in a sector that's been battered by oversupply and pricing pressures. I'll keep an eye on the full earnings details and update you in a future video if there's more to unpack. For now, this positive momentum is a good sign, but profitability remains a question mark. let's take a closer look at what management had to say during the Q2 FY2026 earnings call, as summarized by Seeking Alpha. While I don't have the full transcript text in front of me, news reports indicate that Tilray's leadership was optimistic about their record revenue and operational efficiencies. They likely discussed their diversified portfolio as a key strength, especially the growth in beverage alcohol and international markets. There's also buzz around potential regulatory tailwinds, particularly in the U.S., where comments from President Trump about marijuana reclassification have sparked hope, though Tilray's CEO called it just an incremental step, per The Motley Fool. Management's tone seems cautiously optimistic, balancing excitement about growth with the reality of ongoing challenges like competition and regulatory hurdles. I think this pragmatic approach is refreshing in an industry prone to hype. If you've listened to the call, drop your thoughts below. What did you take away from their commentary? Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Tilray's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, FY2025 was a rough year for profitability. Despite revenue of $820.3 million, Tilray posted a staggering net loss of $2.1 billion, translating to an EPS of -2.46. Compare that to FY2024 net loss of $245 million, EPS of -3, and you can see a sharp decline driven by a massive $1.7 billion operating loss. The gross profit margin sits at a decent 28.1%, but the net profit margin is a brutal negative 270.9%. That's a red flag. Costs are out of control. Looking at the balance sheet, Tilray had $221.7 million in cash and cash equivalents as of FY2025, down from $228.3 million in FY2024. Total assets dropped significantly to $2.7 billion from $4.2 billion, likely due to write-downs or asset sales, while total liabilities decreased to $584.8 million from $778.5 million. Retained earnings are deeply negative at $4.85 billion, reflecting years of accumulated losses. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't available in the data, but with zero dividend yield, they're not returning cash to shareholders anytime soon. Finally, the cash flow statement shows negative operating cash flow of $94.6 million in FY2025, an improvement from negative $309 million in FY2024, but still concerning. Free cash flow is also negative at $94.6 million, signaling they're burning cash faster than they're generating it. Capital expenditures were zero, which might mean they're cutting back on investments to preserve liquidity. Overall, Tilray's financial health is shaky. Revenue growth is there, but profitability and cash flow are major hurdles. Investors need to weigh if future growth can offset these losses. Let's talk valuation. Tilray's current stock price is $9.08, with a market cap of $1.1 billion. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is 0.94, which isn't outrageously high compared to peers in the cannabis space. However, their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at 0.35, reflecting their lack of profitability. Enterprise value matches their market cap at $1.1 billion, suggesting minimal net debt impact. Looking at forward P/E ratios, analysts project wildly fluctuating multiples over the coming years. For FY2026, the forward P/E is a negative 9-30.43, indicating expected losses. But by FY2029, it flips to a positive 5.53, hinting at potential profitability if they turn things around. Compared to the industry average P/E of 83, 58 for drug manufacturers, specialty and generic, Tilray looks cheap if they can achieve earnings. But that's a big if. Their beta of 1.78 also shows higher volatility than the market, so this isn't a stock for the faint of heart. At this price, Tilray might be a speculative play for risk-tolerant investors betting on cannabis legalization. What's your take on their valuation? All right, let's break down Tilray's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in a quick SWOT analysis. Strengths: Tilray's record revenue growth, as seen in Q2 FY2026, shows they're executing on top-line expansion. Their diversified portfolio across cannabis, beverage, alcohol, and wellness products reduces reliance on any single segment. International presence, especially in EMEA, is a strong competitive advantage. Weaknesses: profitability is a glaring issue. Massive net losses and negative cash flow paint a concerning picture. Their balance sheet shows declining assets, and years of accumulated losses weigh heavily on shareholder equity. Opportunities. Regulatory changes, particularly potential U.S. federal legalization or reclassification, could be a game-changer for Tilray. Expansion in the beverage alcohol segment also offers a less regulated growth path compared to cannabis. Threats. The cannabis industry is highly competitive with pricing pressures and oversupply in key markets. Regulatory uncertainty remains a risk, especially if U.S. reforms stall. Short-term price volatility, as seen in recent performance data, combined with a high beta, means investors face significant market risk. This SWOT highlights that while Tilray has potential, the road ahead is bumpy. They need to address profitability to truly capitalize on their opportunities. Let's check out Tilray's recent stock performance. Over the past week, TLRY is down 0.54%, but it's up 13.47% over the past month. However, zoom out to 3 months, and the stock has tanked 56.29%. Over 6 months, it's up 36%, but the one-year return is a loss of 25.37%, and the five-year return is a brutal negative 92.55%. Talk about a roller coaster. Looking at the chart, you can see heavy volatility, which aligns with their high beta of 1.78. Recent news, like the Q2 earnings beat, drove after-hours gains, while earlier disappointments, such as the underwhelming executive order on cannabis from President Trump in December 2025, caused sharp drops. Short term, I'd watch for momentum around regulatory news. Any hint of U.S. legalization could spark a rally, but resistance levels around 10.50 to 14.55 cents, as seen in recent trading ranges, might cap upside without bigger catalysts. Long term, this stock's performance will hinge on fundamentals improving, not just hype. What's your prediction for TLRY's next move? Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Tilray is undervalued or overvalued. I've run some preliminary calculations using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their historical revenue growth, projected margins, and industry trends. I've assumed a conservative revenue growth rate of 5 to 7% annually over the next 5 years, given regulatory uncertainties, and a discount rate of 10% to account for the high risk in this sector. I've also considered potential improvements in operating margins if they can cut costs and achieve profitability. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Tilray comes out to around $7.50 per share, compared to the current price of $9.08. This suggests the stock might be slightly overvalued at the moment, primarily due to the ongoing losses and cash burn. However, if regulatory tailwinds materialize, or if Tilray can significantly improve margins, there's upside potential to $12 or higher. Keep in mind, this is a speculative calculation. Cannabis stocks are notoriously hard to value due to external factors. I'd approach this with caution and consider it a high-risk, high-reward play. Let me know if you want a deeper dive into the DCF assumptions in a future video. So what's the bottom line on Tilray Brands? They've got strong revenue growth and a diversified business model, which are big pluses. Their international presence and expansion into beverage alcohol provide some stability in a turbulent industry. However, the lack of profitability, massive net losses, and negative cash flow are serious concerns. Valuation-wise, they might be slightly overpriced based on intrinsic value, but regulatory changes could flip the script. For long-term investors, Tilray is a speculative bet on the cannabis industry's future. If you believe in legalization and their ability to turn profitable, it could be worth a small position. For conservative investors, I'd wait for better entry points or signs of sustained earnings. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on TLRY? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.